The Peacock at Alderton by Jeffrey Hill. Nothing to tell why I cannot write in re nobody. Nobody to narrate this latter acknowledgement. The self that counts words to a line, accountable survivor, pain-wedged, pinioned in the cleft trunk, less petty than a sprite, poisonous as Ariel to Prospero's own knowledge. In my room, a vase of peacock feathers. I will attempt to describe them as if for evidence on which a life depends. Except for the eyes, they are threadbare, the threads hanging as from a luminant tough weed in February. But those eyes, like a Greek letter, omega, fossiled in an Indian shawl, like a shaved cross-section of living tissue, the edge metallic blue, the core of jet, the white of the eye in fat closer to beige, the whole encircled with a black-fringed green. The peacock roosts alone on a Scots pine at the garden end. In blustery twilight, his lambent cloak stark as a warlock's cape. The Maharaja bird that scavenges close by the stone trough, stone terraced, stone insurfed Suffolk shoreline, at times displays his scream. Originally published in the March 2007 issue of Poetry Magazine.